Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. I forgot to include one thought in the Democracy MP3, so I've decided to create this update, albeit weeks late. The topic I forgot to include: government employees and government contractors. So what changes are needed regarding government employees and government contractors? Government employees, as well as employees at any company which receives a significant portion of its revenue from government contracts, should forfeit the right to vote for upcoming House seats. Voting for Senate seats is, however, fine. So why not the House? First, the values held by taxpayers, aka the employer, do not align with those whom they hire to perform a task. Think government contractor or government employee. Employers, aka taxpayers, benefit from lower overhead, whereas the other side, those workers whose salaries are funded by U.S. taxpayers, benefit from bloat. Second, congressional districts are much smaller, therefore the impact on a given race by taxpayer-funded workers could be significant depending on the number of taxpayer-funded workers located in a district. Why am I focused on, quote, impact? Simple. When was the last time a group of workers voted to downsize or shut down their department? Clarifying the government contractor point. For example, Company A has a government contract. Company A then subs out work to Company B, who in turn subs out to Company C. If Company C's revenue from said contract exceeds, say, 20-25% of the company's annual revenue, all employees of Company C are barred from voting in House seat races. To repeat, if a company's revenue from government contracts exceeds, say, 20 or 25% of the company's annual revenue, all employees of said company are barred from voting for open House seats. In addition, said employees, as well as all government employees, are barred from making any financial contribution related to House races. As for the principals, board members, and trustees tied to said companies, they should be barred from making any financial contribution to both House and Senate races. I'll close by repeating a point I made in the original episode, as it is perhaps the most important point to get across. That point being, if one is so insecure they are unwilling to vote for a politician who is a member of the opposing team because, quote, my guy may not be that great, but he's no worse than the other team's guy, so I'll stick with my guy. Not only should they cease voting, they need to see someone regarding their insecurity issue. After all, that lame ass, both are flawed excuse is nothing more than a curtain to shelter behind. Also, no one respects a sheep, not even political parties. So listeners, be sure and point others to these two democracy episodes, especially those among us who are in need of a slap upside the head. Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word, and remember to check back regularly for new material.